and get a little different venue in a different part of the state, and hopefully a lot of positive results.
That is Brett Bielema from the SEC teleconference yesterday. Welcome back into the zone. Justin Akery on the road in Boulder, Colorado. Chris Kane back in the Inferior Electric studio with Matty T. We go to the Revolution Hotline, where there is a whole bunch cooking this weekend, including Friday night. That's tomorrow, I guess. Boone Kinetic, a favorite for folks around here and in the northwest part of the state. That's one thing we can all agree on. We all like Boone Kinetic. They're going to be playing to the Rev Room tomorrow night, so if you are coming in from any other part of the state or you live right here in central Arkansas, by golly, get over there and party with those folks. And I think Roger Scott's going to be there as well, and then we'll all be geared up for game time on Saturday. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline now and talk to Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, we are excited about the first Little Rock game, and there's been a lot of debate. I don't remember this much conversation about Little Rock games since the actual stadium debate that I covered when I was at Channel 7.
Yeah.
I was hoping we would never have to go back there again, but it has come up again, and we still have a couple of years left on the contract. There's been a much ado in the last, I guess, few hours. I've had a few people ask me about Brett Bielema's comments talking about Little Rock as a road game, and part of it for me is the fact that he hasn't experienced it, but I do understand, you know, it is a little difficult for some folks, I guess, to understand, and it's a unique situation, so I can certainly, you know, get where he's coming from on that. But, you know, and I know you probably hear a little different dialogue in your part of the state as well.
Well, I think the first thing that's got to be understood and recognized is that he was speaking from a logistical standpoint. You know, when you travel, whether it's to Little Rock or wherever it is, if you leave the campus, logistically, there are things that are always going to be done that are similar to a road game. But I think everybody understands that War Memorial Stadium's a home field advantage for the Razorbacks and has been for a long, long time. And he's going to experience some things, and some of these new players are going to experience some things. And I think he's going to enjoy everything that he sees. But I do think that is one thing that really does need to be recognized is that he was speaking from a logistical standpoint. And I don't think, again, anybody disputes that there's a very definite home field advantage playing in Little Rock.
Chuck Baird joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Let's talk some actual football now.
Okay.
Week one, I would say everybody can agree, whether you have a trained football eye or you're somebody like me, improved in all three phases of the game and pretty good overall performance.
I thought it was. I don't think he could have scripted a better beginning, frankly. Now Louisiana Lafayette's not the best team they're going to play this year, and I don't think anybody thinks that. But, you know, for them to come out and just be physically dominant up front, I mean, I thought what they did on the opening drive, I thought it dictated the entire afternoon. And, you know, I'm going to be very honest with you. I thought guys like Bray Cook and Grady Ollison played at a level we've not seen them play before. And I thought they were just outstanding during the course of that game. They weren't the only ones, but I just thought the offensive line was physical. They dictated the pace of play. And, you know, one thing, too, from a defensive standpoint, I don't know that a lot of people realize this. I mean, Lafayette had given up 13 sacks all of last year. I mean, an average of one per game. And, you know, the Razorbacks registered four. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty good. And it's not like they had to revamp their entire offensive line either. So I thought on the lines of scrimmage, Arkansas was dominant. And they won't be every Saturday because of the teams they play. But against a team that they should have dominated physically, they did. Mm-hmm. And just to be perfectly honest, we couldn't say that last year. So that's improvement.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the thing. When you're playing these lesser thans or the opponents are not quite up to the, you know, the top of the SEC level, you know, when you can dominate in the trenches, which, like you said, it's been a while, it does make those games relatively easy. I mean, you know, in the overall scheme of things.
Well, yeah, and that's what you're supposed to do. It's what an SEC team's mm-hmm. supposed to do. And I'm not suggesting that they went out and, you know, played like a SEC champion Saturday, but I do think they went out, and I think the change in the mindset, the change in the style of play was very evident from the first snap. The people that I know that observed him, Coach Bielema, when he was at Wisconsin, you know, talked about how this game was, you know, it was just a typical Brett Bielema game. And, you know, they dominated at the line of scrimmage and won going away. And it's a winning formula. Obviously, in the SEC, you're going to play teams that some Saturdays have more talent than you do, but It is a winning formula, and it certainly was Saturday, and I think it's going to continue to be.
Let me get your thoughts on Brandon Allen. You've seen a lot of good quarterbacks roll through there in the last several years. I was very, very impressed with his ability to throw the ball. And I thought, you know, like the touchdown, the long touchdown, I guess, it really good coverage. I mean, he put it exactly where it had to be. I was very pleased with what, you know, he did on Saturday. And, we all kind of saw what Brett Bielema saw through the fall camp and made him feel comfortable with Brandon as a starter.
Brandon Allen's a cool cat. I mean, he is a cool customer. And he has great composure. And that's what's going to give him a chance to be a great quarterback. All great quarterbacks have that intangible. You can't necessarily define it. You know it when you see it, and you realize it when it's not there. And he's got that, and he's not going to be rattled. This is not a kid that's afraid. This is not a kid that's going to lose his head. He's not a young man who panics. This is a guy that is going to be a very, very solid quarterback for Arkansas and potentially great. I mean, you can't rule that out. It's certainly not a guarantee, but I think that, and I've said this before, I said in the summer, as time goes on, we're going to realize what a really fine quarterback Brandon Allen is, because he can do a lot of things.
The young guys we knew would contribute right away, Chuck, but I don't think anybody expected Hunter Henry to look as SEC ready as he did on Saturday. And, you know, just physically, I mean, we all knew what he brought to the table. I haven't watched him, watched him at PA. And then Collins, I think, you know, surpassed a lot of people's lofty expectations as well.
Hunter Henry just blows me away. I mean, his athleticism, that one catch he made, he's going down the seam and he pulled it in off his fingertips and took the blow and kept the ball, and we noticed those plays. But I know Coach Bielema talked about him last night and raved about his ability to block and what a physical player he is. And Hunter Henry's got a chance to be an All-American, and you hate to say that early on, but I mean, this is he's the real deal now, and he's really a special player. Collins is the same way. As you move forward with a running back, well, you better hang on to that football. And as the competition gets stiffer, that's going to be sometimes easier said than done. And we've not seen him yet against, big-time SEC competition, which we will see at the end of the month. And I'm going to be anxious to see how he does against those teams. But he's got an awful lot of talent. He's really, really a good player. And he's got some things you can't coach, and he's just got some – he's got great running back instincts and great vision, and he's got a chance to be a great one.
Javonte Herndon obviously came up big early on and kind of helped Arkansas establish their dominance in that game the other day. Do you see him as a potential, number one guy for them? Is he going to be the go-to guy? Because that was one of the big question marks going in.
Well, I think he's certainly going to be one of them. I think that's a real key for this team moving forward is – Herndon and Horton, with some of the guys going down at that spot, we tend to focus on the guys that step up and replace them, like an Eric Hawkins or a Drew Morgan or someone like that. But really, when you look at that receiving core, if it's going to be good, your seniors have got to be good. And I think certainly that Herndon's a candidate to be the go-to guy as we go forward, probably the leading candidate as we go forward in terms of the wide receivers. But hey, I'm going to tell you, if it's third and four, I'd be covering number 84 if I was the other guy.
Yeah.
Because I think he's got a chance to be something special, and he's going to be a clutch receiver in a lot of big spots, I think.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, joining us on the Revolution Hotline. This week it's Samford, and we all know what the deal is this week. What are you looking for this week out of Arkansas?
Efficiency, similar to what we saw Saturday. Don't turn this into any more of a ball game than it needs to be. Go out and physically dominate. Set the tone right away. Catch the punts. Don't give up a big play in special teams. They're going to run some trick plays, I'm sure. Be alert to that. Just don't let crazy things happen that allow other teams that aren't as good as you to stay in the game. They'll just play a solid, efficient football game. They'll win this thing going away.
And are you're going to be in town tomorrow, Chuck? Is that right?
I am, as a matter of fact, yes.
Okay, good. Well, we've got, it's a busy few days here. We've got tonight the big shootout with the documentary at the Clinton Library. Then tomorrow we've got the Paul Eels Golf Tournament. And then Saturday we've got football. So it's going to be a fun few days as we talk a lot of Razorback-related items, so it'll be cool.
I hate that I can't be down there tonight at the Clinton Library, because that is, you know, if you've got a sense of football history, particularly in our state and in Texas, that's a that'll be a really neat deal. And I think I heard you guys saying James Street was flying in, and yeah. He's always pretty entertaining, and I really wish I could be there tonight.
Yeah, we're really rubbing the fans' noses in it this week, man. We got that going on tonight. We had John L. Smith on the show yesterday for a little while, so we have riled up some bad memories. But let me tell you something. We really enjoyed him yesterday. I thought he was a very stand-up guy about that whole thing. He was very honest, I thought, and enjoyed visiting with him. And you know, he's got a new start. It's a totally different kind of environment, totally different kind of atmosphere, and you know, really the goals in some ways are kind of different, because you're not going to send a lot of guys to the NFL from, you know, where he is now. But I thought he was really good to come on yesterday.
John L's a good man, and yeah. I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him nothing but the best. He was, I know last year was a disaster, and I understand that. I'm not trying to cover that up, but I'm just telling you, John L. Smith's a good guy, and I hope everything worked out for him.
You know, and I think you speak for a lot of fans, and that's what I told him yesterday. I think, you know, despite the frustration, even anger at times, I think in general people, you know, like the guy and root for him now. So it was a tough, tough deal. Luckily, we're in a much better place now, and it should be a fun weekend. Chuck, we appreciate the time. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Enjoy Colorado, man.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. See you.
All right. That's Chuck Barrett. Very good. We'll take a I tell you what, Matt, let's go and hold on. We've had a few folks hold on through Chuck. So I do want to mention, too, we didn't get into the bankruptcy talk with Coach Smith yesterday, but I did see a note yesterday. It was